Yeah, look, it wasn't ideal to go down to Durham. We were completely outplayed. There was no question of that. And full credit to our opposition. But, you know, what we do need to do is just focus on what we can control. We can't control other games and how they pan out. But what we can do, and by and large, we can control, you know, how we go about our game, our attitude, our efforts, and our preparation. So we're just going to make sure we get all that right, then go out and play as positive brand of cricket like we've tried to do all season. And I believe if we do that, we'll give ourselves a very good chance. And if we can win a couple of these last three games, then I think it'll, we'll be in the box seat.
The fixtures, ladies and gentlemen, are Sussex away, Middlesex at home, and then Surrey at the Oval. In 2010, we were getting very excited into the last day. Martin, of course, was there leading Yorkshire Director of Cricket, the man in charge. And what's the difference, do you think, between the side we've got now and the side that came so close in 2010?
I don't think there's a massive deal of difference, Dave. I think, we've got good players. Ultimately, you don't get to the top of the league if you haven't got a good team. Probably we've got a bigger squad now than what we had in 2010. And I think, that's been a feature of our cricket this year, is what a squad effort it's been. Obviously, we've said earlier today of the England lads being away for so long. So, we've had to use the whole squad and pretty much everybody in that squad has contributed towards the success. So, the key is now is just staying calm and not panicking. Disappointing defeat last week, obviously, but not to panic and just get back to doing what we've done all season, and that's play some very good cricket.
Because it's fair to say, Martin, as well, there's no question about it, that, when you've got three games of cricket to go, and in the case of Durham, there's four as well, it's still a lot of twists and turns. You'll have noticed that in your career.
Well, that's why we keep playing a dead bat to you, because, you're trying to tell us we're going to win the championship 6 weeks ago. But, we know that, anything can happen. And all we can concentrate on, as Dizzy said, is our own game and just doing the basics well. That's what we've done all year. Focus on what we're doing and the rest will look after itself. We're confident, myself and Diz, that we've got the capabilities to, to win the title.
Look, we've prepared well throughout the. We had a great winter. We had a great pre-season. A trip to Barbados was fantastic. Lads got a lot out of that. We lost our first game against Sussex, but outside of that, I think we've played some very good cricket. Obviously, to go down to Durham was a bit disappointing. It's probably just a gentle reminder to make sure that we keep nailing our basics, getting that right. Look, I'm very confident that we've got four good training days coming up before we go to Hove and play down there. So, all we've asked of the players is to give themselves the best chance, and let's train really hard. Let's give ourselves every chance to be successful. The fitness trainer, I know he's got the boys next week planned out, so that'll be really good. And we'll just do everything we can to best prepare the players. Martin, myself and the other coaches, we'll just do everything we can to help the lads prepare well, and then let them go out and play a positive brand of cricket, and we'll see what happens, eh?